When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games. And no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time. And you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Good. Good. Thanks. Last week, you had James Bradbury on Kelce. I guess a good amount of the time. You can tell me how much. And what is it about his skill set that you think works there? And can it work this week against a guy like Waller?
Well, last week, you know, that game plan really, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, what they would do. They got, you know, what we call a trade formation, where they put the three, they're in 11 personnel, they put the three receivers to the field, and they kept Kelce on the backside. You know, a lot of teams do that formation kind of to ID you to see what coverage you're in. So it kind of worked out for us to have JB back there. And the thing for his skill set, I mean, you're dealing with a big tight end like Kelce, and then you're able to match him up with a big corner. It's no different than what we used to do back in the day with Aqib Talib. Like, we would do that sometimes. You know, I remember, what was it, 2013 against the Saints, when, you know, Bill and Matty P came up with that game plan, and Aqib followed him around, and that ended up being good for us that day. But that's, you know, when you get a chance to use a big corner on a tight end like that, sometimes the matchup, you know, it plays out like that, whether we're, you know, matching them up or the alignments and we're trying to guess right. But that could be advantageous for us as a defense when that happens. So when you look at Waller this week, we'll probably have two to three people like in man situations end up covering this guy. But I'm sure JB will get a chance at him at some point. But, you know, anytime you got a big corner, again, their skill set working with receivers or going against receivers, and then you add that size element versus a tight end, I think it helps. It potentially helps us.
Thank you.
Ellie.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. This kind of reminds me of last year, where you guys on defense seemed to struggle for the first handful of games, and then it almost looks like something clicked mid-season. You guys carried it through to the end of last year. Been the last two games, certainly. I'm wondering, big picture here, Pat, do you feel like what is it that you feel your defense is click in the midseason and moving forward? Do you have to change something earlier in the season to make it more simple so this turnaround happens earlier?
I mean, to me, like, I don't know. I think what ends up happening, we end up playing better. I end up calling the game better. And obviously, you know, you would like that timetable to be a little bit faster. It's obviously not acceptable. And even Monday night is not acceptable. You know, we lost the game. So I obviously could have done more. I'm sure the players felt like they could have done more. And, you know, thankfully we have an opportunity this week against Oakland. I'll keep doing that all week against Las Vegas. And I think really, you know, the thing that happens naturally with defenses, you know, the communication becomes better over time. You get more and more comfortable working with one another. You know, again, I gotta obviously speed up my process in terms of, you know, figuring out where to put guys in the right spot. So I think all that comes into play, and it'll be interesting to see this week because, you know, with Las Vegas and their offense, I mean, the quarterback's playing at a pretty high level. I mean, again, you know, we're going through a string right now where we're going to be seeing a lot of good quarterbacks. You know, you got, you know, last week Mahomes, you got Carr this week. You know, when we get back off the bye, we have Tom. I mean, but Carr, 31-34, the last time they played, after he threw that pick, he was pretty much perfect in terms of his QB rating. And, you know, he has weapons all over the field. So it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, we'll see if it's clicking again. I mean, we got two wins on the season. We got to do everything we got to do this week to win another game. We got to play well on defense. And we got to do what's necessary to keep them off the scoreboard, you know. What we got to do is make sure they don't score more points in our offense. So we got to do a better job of that.
Is that hard, Pat, when the offense isn't scoring like most NFL offenses score? I mean, 20 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. I know you're going to be hard on yourself, but 20 points against the Kansas City Chiefs is usually good enough for a win.
We operate independently in terms, it's a team's independent, like in terms of defense, what that's our job description. Stop them from scoring more points in the offense. So it doesn't really matter what the offense does, because then you have games where the offense scores 30 points and we give up 33. That's, I mean, so to us, it's like, you know, it's a team effort, and our job description is make sure they score less points in the offense. So that's, you know, it doesn't really matter, like, because there's going to be good days, bad days on both sides of the ball. We got to get that done.
We'll take three more. Ed, Zach, Kenneman, Ed.
Hey, Pat, you got Aaron Robinson on the field the other day for the first time, and it looked like maybe, you know, there were a couple plays where he was a little bit lost or a little bit confused. How would you assess his debut, and what can he give you going forward?
I mean, you know, again, in terms of his feelings and everything, I mean, you have to talk to him about it, but I'm sure, I mean, Monday Night Football, Kansas City, you're out there, you know, the lights on, the whole nine, and you line up and there's Tyreek Hill, Kelsey. I don't know, but as I assume as a rookie, your first game, I'm sure there are some butterflies. But, you know, I mean, what you saw out there, you saw a young player who can run around, like, and he has good speed. I don't know if he had any tackling opportunities, but like has good speed, you know. I really enjoy working with this guy, and I think he's just going to grow from here, you know. But in terms of your first game to go up against that offense and be in the slot, and all of a sudden you look across and there's Kelsey or Hartman, those guys like that, that's a tough one. So we'll see how it plays out this week. You know, we got another good group of players, you got Renfro, you got, you know, Edwards, you got Zay Jones, I'm sure, you know, but again, as a young player, you got, you know, just get in there, start playing some football, you know, and it'll come for him. It'll come for him.
Zach.
Hey, Pat, wanted to ask you about a couple guys that made some plays the other day that we haven't really talked to you about. Quincy Roche and Keon Cross have both kind of had a couple of nice plays. What have those guys shown you? I know they were guys that kind of came to you late in the process this year, but what have they shown you?
Real quick on Q. I mean, Q's gotten better every week, and he's doing what we ask him to do. And again, not coach speak. I could take you through, and we go through the progression of what Kevin and Blev do in terms of just the sled work. And I'm talking about the sled and what we call Big Birth of the pad. And you just look at the progression over the last 7 weeks of how he's been able to improve there with his hands in front of his eyes, playing with better pad level. He's worked really hard to get better, and he's listened to the coaching. So that's one thing. And we anticipating this guy being able to make plays. And, you know, we share that, express that with everybody, and he went out there and did it. So it's a credit to him, you know, working hard. And then as far as Keon's been in this league, he's been a productive player in this league, primarily, you know, on special teams, but he's been a productive player in this league. And he always lets us know, hey, I'm ready. And quite honestly, you know, just late in the week, we were trying to think of a way to, you know, get him involved and probably going to get Mahomes. And, you know, there's a text group or exchange between, you know, myself, Kevin, and Spence. And we say, hey, we put it together, and we knew it was going to be a moment where we needed it, and he got it done. So, you know, I mean, kudos to him in terms of just like, he's always ready. He's always ready. And he's a professional. So, you know, and we'll see how that plays out this week.
Last one here, Kevin.
Hey, Pat, I assume with all that's gone on the past 2 days that, you know, you have to be wondering, who am I going to have on Sunday? How do you approach that?
You know, it's funny. I mean, absolutely, from, you know, the unfortunate situation with Las Vegas, like your game planning, you know, you get on the plane after the Monday night game and you're like, okay, here's my plan for this certain particular player. Then all of a sudden you have the unfortunate incident there, which, you know, and then you get to our plan and all the stuff going on. You're trying to figure stuff out. Thankfully, we're used to, a little bit of the chaos, a little bit of the change happening all the time. This league is funny like that. The game is like that, you know, sudden change. So, like, really, I think, in terms of being equipped to deal with it, I think that's what we're in that environment already, Tom. Does that make sense? So, you know, you kind of on the fly make adjustments. And thankfully, the staff, we've been together for 2 years, so it's a little bit easier to do that, you know. And, you know, as soon as we get the players around us, I think because of some of the veteran leadership we have, it makes it a little bit easier to adjust on the fly when this stuff happens. And, you know, we're able to, you know, not make any excuses and just keep plugging away.
So whoever's up is up and you use them?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm used to that. I like that. We got to coach everybody. We got to coach everybody and get them ready to go. And again, like I always say, I'm like, I know this. Las Vegas could care less who's up for us or who's down for us. They're going to show up at 1 o'clock and play the game. And, you know, I mean, we just got to be ready to go with whoever's there, you know?
Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time. And you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.